volunteer. And the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters' Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail. Or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Say goodbye to those winter blues with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Freeze Your Bills cash giveaway. Join us every Saturday in January and February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the chance to win a share of $40,000 in cold hard cash. Plus, things are heating up with 5 hot seat winners every half hour from 10 p.m. to midnight. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
102.7 The
Wolf. All right, guys, here we go. A little after 6 o'clock on a back-to-work Monday. It's Rock and Ricky Michaels. I've got some Brian Adams on the way, Def Leppard, Gloria Gaynor, some Paul McCartney and Wings on the way. Also got R.E.M., Rod Stewart, and Billy Joel. And we're going to rewind the year 1974 as well this hour on 102.7 The Wolf. Good morning.
So I'm bad to the velvet, but underground, back to the floor. That I love to a room with some lace and paper flowers, back to the gypsy.
All right, time to get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Monday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
The rain causing some flooding issues this morning. Good morning, Mark Nieto in for Lisa Carr. Traffic sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Highway 121 shut down between 8th Street in the Sonoma area and Highway 37 because of flooding. They don't expect to reopen that until about noon, so use Lakeville instead. Also, in Windsor, northbound 101, the ramp to Windsor River is closed. and the ramp to Arada Lane is closed on northbound 101. That is due to flooding as well. Despite the rain, southbound 101 looking pretty good. 34-minute drive from Windsor all the way down into central San Rafael. Let Express Employment Professionals help you hire for contract or full-time jobs. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Go to expresspros.com to find the location near you. That's expresspros.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Americans endure gas lines and sharply increased prices due to the oil embargo. Jerry Brown succeeds Ronald Reagan as governor of California. It's a Democrat sweep countrywide following Watergate. In Sonoma County, voters approved $44 million to help with Warm Springs Dam and Reservoir construction. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds 1974.
102.7 The Wolf and Rockin' Ricky Michaels here, and it's true. Yes, we do have two frequencies, 102.5 and 102.7. 102.7 handling Santa Rosa, the Rincon Valley, Windsor, and Healdsburg areas, while 102.5 handles the Cotati area in Petaluma.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger. In your eyes, oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot, like losing my religion.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A man was arrested for allegedly breaking into the home of a dead person and stealing their valuables on Sunday. A family member of the person who died told authorities that they went to the home on Cherry Street to find several doors open or unlocked, and that the lock on the garage was cut off and replaced.
numerous items were missing. Deputies found surveillance footage from another house that showed two men coming to the home several times and leaving with a large white bag each time. Deputies recognized the men in the video and contacted them. In the back of 37-year-old Joshua Miller's truck was the same white bag with all the items. During a patrol on